Welcome to the Jaguar Pride, a weekly newscast run for students for students. I am Claude T. Martinez, and this week we have five news stories from Governor State University's campus. Our first story is about the famous Women's March screening, which is presented by Dante Corona.
March is Women's History Month, and Governor State University is celebrating. The Center for Student Engagement sent an email to all students, which has a link to the month-long virtual screening of the film Women's March, an incredible story about hundreds of thousands of women who stood up for their values and marched on Washington, D.C. in 2017. If you are unable to find the link in your email, then head over to canopy.com and sign in using your GSU login. You can also stream other related content, such as Killing Us Softly 4, Advertising's Image of Women. You are not going to want to miss out on this month-long screening.
Next month is extremely important that all students should be aware about.
This week with Jaguar Pride, Women's History Month comes to an end and GSU launches Sexual Assault Awareness Month this April. Because sexual assault affects everyone, survivors, friends, loved ones, we all have an individual role in challenging sexual assault. GSU's Counseling and Wellness Center focuses on the prevalence of sexual assault by encouraging students, staff, and community members to attend scheduled workshops, including virtual seminars such as Surviving Something, and many more events and resources found on GSU's website. I'm Noha Abdesalam, reporting for Jaguar Pride.
At GSU, there is a new advisor, which John Redfield Jr. reports.
Welcome to Jaguar Pride, where you can get the latest news and events at Governor State University. Today, we'll be talking about one of the advisors here at Governor State University, Mr. Ivan Soto. Mr. Soto is an advisor here, and he works in the Media Studies Department, the Arts Department, the Communications Department, and so much more. If you have any questions about your major, please refer to Mr. Soto in the C building, and also give him a hello. Thank you for listening to Jaguar Pride.
What did you miss this past week at the CPA?
On Saturday, March 28th, Red Summer, a musical play about the Chicago race riots of 1919, took over Governor State University. In an all-inclusive event titled Red Summer Beyond the Conversation, all walks of life come to enjoy excerpts from cast members, meet the playwrights, as well as engage in panel discussions. Here is what one of GSU students, Chastity Simeon, had to say about it.
So the Red Summer event shows the socialization and the segregation that was going on during the 1919 period. And it was just like a way of having a visualized view and understanding of just how society operated.
Red Summer is coming to GSU Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. So save the date. This is Tyon Simmons reporting from Jaguar Pride.
Finally, hear from students about their past experiences on campus.
It's Jasmine Grisby, reporting for Jaguar Pride, and today I'm going to be asking students about a funny experience they've had here at GSU.
One of the funniest stories that I have here at GSU is I recorded voiceovers for our orientation program called Comevo, and I have recorded for, I want to say, about 45 minutes straight, and come to find out, nothing recorded. I was mad, but laughed so hard afterwards.
Okay, so a funny time I had at GSU was my freshman year, I took a creative writing course in spring 2020, and the assignment was to explain a time where I was put into a scary predicament, and I made it out. So I basically made up this whole story about how I got trapped in a tsunami in Hawaii. I coincidentally ran into the professor and told her I made it out, and she told me I bamboozled her.
Now those are some funny experiences. You just heard from Marquise and Tia, and this is Jasmine Grisby, reporting for Jaguar Pride.
Jaguars, we will be reporting to you next week. Thank you for tuning into Jaguar Pride, a newscast run by students for students.